RA.
Yeah, hi. Is Robert in, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Reuben at Bank of Cardiff in underwriting.
Okay, Reuben with Bank of Cardiff.
Underwriting, correct.
Okay, one moment.
Hey, Reuben.
Hi, is this Robert?
It is.
Hey, Robert, can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, hang on one second here.
Nice to meet you, by the way. Hello?
You with me?
I am.
I got a phone cord here, so hang on.
No worries.
Okay, how about this?
That's much
good.
Better. Yeah, nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you too. Let me get this file out here. So I got. So I originally started talking to Tony, and then John took over. And now, what was your name, boss?
My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm in underwriting.
Nice to meet you, Reuben.
You too, brother.
Okay, give me your number.
It's 858-866-9102. You're not going to get past running further. I help underwrite these files kind of from start to finish. Just
cool.
Had a few questions to ask you about your business and see if we could help here, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I understand there's a few different things you're looking for. The first thing is you're looking for equipment financing. It's a revenue generating piece of equipment, and you do have an offer from a dealer, but you're not happy with the dealer's offer for financing, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask what the dealer offered you?
Yeah, they offered me 28% interest.
Okay. And how much, any money down or just no money down?
Yeah, well, no, I have $10,000 to put down, but they asked me for $15.
Okay.
You know, so basically, you know, I mean, you want to hear my wish list? I'd like to put no money down and get the trailer, but you know, but I'm willing to do whatever I need to do.
Absolutely, because it does. The notes I have, it's going to make you $3,000 to $4,000 a day by getting this equipment, correct? Is that accurate? Okay.
That's accurate. Yeah. That's probably being a little bit conservative.
Okay. And then what term were you offered by the dealer? Was it a 5-year note, a 2-year note?
I have to go back and look through my emails. It was $1,400 a month.
$1,400 a month.
$15,000 down. So I'm financing like $39,000, $39,000 or $40,000, I think right at $40,000.
Okay.
And it was $1,400 a month. I'd have to go back and look, boss.
Not a problem.
Have that right in front of me.
Not a problem. So to kind of go through the file, I understand. You know, this is something you haven't heard. You're expecting. I know there's been some credit issues. Bank of Cardiff, just you know, I've been here for 9 years. We lend to all different types of customers. We have customers that have perfect credit, customers that have had credit issues. So we're not here to beat anyone up.
Sure.
I did want to ask you a question. So I noticed we do two products here. I'm sure you're aware. We do working capital loans. We also do equipment loans. And
We're
not here to necessarily pigeonhole or push someone. We've got I don't know if you looked up our reviews, but we've got a pretty sterling reputation in the industry. I noticed that there was a lot of working capital inquiries that you had on your credit. I don't know if that was to get financing to buy this piece or you're also looking for capital in addition to the vehicle. Are you also looking? Go ahead.
I really don't understand the question, the premise of the question. You said you've seen what now?
I've seen inquiries on your credit for what's called a working capital loan.
Well, you know what? I had these guys from Reliant Funding calling me for months and months and months, you know, and kind of like Tony did, you know. And so they were the first ones. And, I got in some financial trouble about 4 years ago. I got a divorce. I short sold my house, you know, just stuff, you know. And we're back right side up now. I just got some old stuff that I still need to. You know, I still need to clean up, and I'm in the process of that continuously. over here, and just building my business. And
give me one second. I got someone beeping through. Can I put you on hold for literally 10 seconds?
Sure.
They're going to drive me nuts. Give me 1 second, please. I'm sorry.
No problem. Huh?
Thank you. Are you there? Are you with me?
I'm here. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So got everything over here. So I think you're actually very similar to another customer we just funded, which was you run a real business, you got functional revenues, you got good history, and on the personal credit side and the business credit side, I'm not too sure on your business credit how it looks, but on the personal credit side, you went through some pretty substantial issues. And so it's impacting your ability to borrow money.
Correct. That's what's
okay.
going on.
Okay,
and
so
I'm just kind of I'm recovering. I'm on a recovery plan that you know, I figured it was 5 years, but you know, it looks like it's headed right in that direction. I think 2017 is going to be a great year for us.
Okay,
and so awesome. Well, you know what? And just to finish up with Reliant Funding. So Reliant Funding. So we got into this thing, and I really didn't know who they were. I just knew they were legitimate. And
yeah.
they were you know, a lending institution, and they came up with this deal with me, and I just couldn't believe that anybody does that stuff, because it didn't sound like it was even legal to me.
What did they offer you?
Oh, fuck, dude. They wanted to lend me, excuse my language, they wanted to lend me...
That's okay. I'm a real person.
Okay,
I work.
Cool.
My sales background, just, you know, I'm one of our senior underwriters, but I have a big book of business from the construction industry, so you're not going to tell anything to me that I haven't heard before.
Okay, so they told me they wanted to lend me $25,000.
Okay.
And actually, I asked for more, and they said they could give me more. But I just kept telling them, you know, I'm just going to get the bare minimum, because I was going to do something else to begin with. I was just going to.
Okay.
I have a couple of reefer trailers that I own that have the titles on here, and the reefer units themselves are out of date. And you know, in California, you got to be CARB compliant, you know, with the California Air Resources Board. So I was going to buy new units for the front. You know, new cooling units to put them into compliance, and so that was what I was going to do with these guys. And so they was going to lend me $25,000, and for 8 months, and they wanted to take out an ACH debit daily out of my checking account. And I was just listening to all this whole scenario. I didn't interrupt them in any time as they were explaining this whole thing to me. And then the payback would have equaled to about 223% interest.
All right.
On the money. So had the 8 month period, you know, been a year period, I would have paid them back about $53,000.
So what was the payback over 8 months? Say that once more.
The payback over 8 months was the equivalent of about 223%. On $25,000,
oh,
so whatever.
You know, you're borrowing 25 and paying back what?
Like 40 or something like that.
So you're paying back at 40 in addition to the 25, or 40 in total?
No, 40 total. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just, you know, and they were just telling me all this with a straight face, and I just couldn't really see how they could do that.
Okay.
But you know, I'm sure there's a call for it. I'm sure there's people that use them guys all the time. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in business. You know, I just can't see my. That's just throwing money away. I don't have to do this, you know. I could do it, something else, and that's what I told him. I said, you know, there's got to be a better deal out there than you guys.
Yeah, let's
thank you for your time and everything you've done, and you know, and that was that.
So let me go over some options that we can provide. I'm familiar with both products you've been talking about, and we offer both. So do you have a pen handy?
I do.
Okay. So in terms of credit, and like I said, I think, you know, you're looking at your dealer's interest rate. It's kind of making you a very cautious because it's a lot of money down. It's also a very high rate. But at the same time, you want to continue the conversation because at the end of the day, each day you don't have this equipment, it's essentially an opportunity is going by to lose $3,000 or $4,000 a day in revenue. I actually don't know how much of that is profit, though. So if that's, I think, a really important question. How much of $3,000 to $4,000 is actual profit?
So I'm thinking probably, when all is said and done, probably like $1,000 a day, more or less, maybe $1,500. That's just a guess. You know, all this stuff is just an estimate on what I have planned.
Okay. So let's go ahead.
Yeah. Ruben, hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Ruben. I'm just a little under the weather here.
Not at all, brother. So I guess the one thing that I want to go is, and it sounds like people have thrown some numbers at you. They might not have explained the programs. Actually, I know who Reliant is. They're actually a friendly competitor. Nothing bad to say about them. I actually have some friends that used to work there, so no big deal. So
cool.
I think what's going on is probably people have been provided some programs for you, but there's really maybe not a lot of education. That's my guess, in a sense, based on what you're telling me. We're not going to offer anything to you without explaining it. So let's kind of go through step-by-step what Bank of Cardiff has to offer and what these products are. So the first question, I guess, that kind of comes up is business owners are always looking to borrow money. They're always looking to borrow money. They're always looking for opportunities. Those needs can be equipment-based. They can be cash flow-based. So I think the first thing that we want to go over is equipment financing. Equipment financing is a loan that's going to be based on an asset. And it's really driven by personal and business credit. That's one of the really, really important things that people look at, not necessarily equity. Your dealer is providing financing. I don't know if they're doing it as a personal loan or a business loan, but they're doing it based on kind of equity, which I can understand.
Okay.
Can we win your business on that? Can we beat their offer? Potentially, but not to jump around, you know, we're not going to come back with a 5% offer on equipment financing because the file is going to be viewed as higher risk. One thing that we can do that's different than your dealer is potentially, I don't know, are you looking for more trailers and trucks, or is this just one piece you're looking for?
You know, for right this very moment, I'm looking for one.
Okay.
That's what I need at this moment. I do need to refit two other trailers that I have.
Okay. How much does that cost?
And I don't have to do that until the first of the year. And that is to do both trailers. I really have like a it's kind of a range. So let me tell you what that is. So reefer units are like Fords and Chevys, you know, as far as makes go.
Okay.
So the most popular two biggest popular reefer units are made by a company called Carrier Transcold.
Okay.
And another company called Thermo King.
Okay.
And they're two different companies that make the same product, only differently. Carrier is a little cheaper. Actually, they're quite a bit cheaper. Thermo King has a lot more whistles and buzzers. Meaning it does a lot more stuff. I think it's a better unit myself.
Okay.
Although the Thermo King units installed are about $33,000 and the Carrier units are about $21,000 or $22,000 installed.
Okay.
So
between $40,000 to $66,000, give or take, is what you need.
Something like that. And then the Thermo King units are compliant forever.
Okay.
And the Carrier units are compliant for 7 years.
Okay.
So that's what you get with either one of these guys. So it just depends on what you want to spend, you know?
Okay. Do you have a line of credit or factoring arrangement with your local bank or factoring company, by the way, or no?
I'm dealing with the factoring company, with eCapital.
Okay. I see that in your statements. And yeah, how's your relationship with them? Do you sell off invoices, I assume?
It's great, yeah. It's a great relationship. They've helped me recover from my
Cool.
You know, my problems that I've had. And
what are the
really
terms? What are the terms? What are the financing arrangements that they offer you?
So I basically pledged all my receivables to these guys.
Okay.
And my customers send their checks to them.
Okay.
They fund me 90% of my invoice, of the gross invoice. They charge 2% of the gross invoice, and they withhold 8% until the customer pays the bill. When the customer pays the bill, then I get my returns, the 8% returns.
Okay. And how long does it take that? How long is that? A month out? Is it 2 weeks? How does that work?
On it's weekly. I get my returns weekly.
So I'm saying, if you're doing a $10,000 invoice, are you essentially paying the fee 2%, $200 to have that money for a week?
To have that money for
A week,
I pay,
like
I pay 2% to get, you know, $9,000.
Oh no, I understand that. Let me walk through it in a scenario. So it's the 29th of the month. It's Thursday. You sell off an invoice. You sell the invoice to them. They give you, I understand, 90% on that. They also charge you a fee of $200. When are they collecting that money? When is your customer paying them? When do you get when do you get that remaining $800? You know, how long is that money out?
Usually, you know, I get some really good customers. My guys pay between 7 and 30 days.
Okay. So and it's 2% flat, regardless.
2% flat. If it goes over 60 days, let's say. Let's say we sent it to the wrong place, or it went off the desk into the trash can at their place. Whatever the case may be, a number was different. You know, somebody transposed the number wrong.
Yeah.
Or whatever, so it got lost. You know, then you know, they look at all that stuff, but they charge me 0.1% a day over 60 days. And you know, I have a collection process here that's really good. So we got great collections here.
Would it be fair to say that your average is about 2% fees for about half a month, splitting it instead of 1 week to 1 month, about 2 weeks in the middle? Is that an average fair assessment or no?
No, I would say it's probably 25 to 35 days for returns on an average.
Okay, so a month.
On average.
Oh. Okay, so you're paying about 2% for a month. You're paying $200 to have the money out for a month. Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Not a problem. So let's go over the other product that I think you were offered. So the other product that was proposed to you is called a working capital loan. What is this product about? This is a cash flow-based product. There's generally a UCC put on your business, but we go behind factors all the time. And it's additional money that you can use as you see fit. You can use this money to grow your business in a variety of different ways. And unlike a factoring arrangement where we're collecting money from the customer, we're not the only company that offers it. Reliant also offers it. There's a lot of companies that offer it. It's additional cash that you pay us back, but we're not collecting from your customer. So it's just a different type of product. Now,
let me ask you a question about this. So let's say I needed 10,000 bucks. You know, for let's say I needed to use 10,000 bucks. I could take 10,000 bucks and use it, and then put it back within a certain amount of time, and it cost me what?
Okay.
What are the terms on this?
Yeah. So let me kind of walk you through. Do you mind if I kind of give it? Not to be rude. Do you mind if I go through the key points, and then you can ask me any questions?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So the first thing is, it's a cash flow based loan. Generally, a commitment from the funding can be done within 48 hours. It's a very quick process once everything's understood. But what are the key points? Well, the first key point is that even though credit matters, it doesn't matter to the extent of a traditional bank loan. We find a lot of customers that have had credit issues. The second thing is collateral. Yeah, we're putting a UCC on the business, but if you have a factoring arrangement, we're going in second position. For all intents and purposes, most of these loans are viewed as unsecured loans. There's really not much you can do when someone doesn't pay. So it's considered extremely high risk. Third thing is you can access a lot of capital. So when customers come to us and say, hey, I want to do $5,000 here or $10,000 here, product's really not a good fit for them. This is the ability for business owners to borrow a significant amount of cash to really improve their business or grow their business in the right direction. How much can you borrow? Usually it's up to 10% of your yearly revenues. The number that I throw out at people is usually about 1 month of sales. So you could access, you know, several $100,000. The other thing is term. So how does it work? Well, there's a cost of these loans. So you're borrowing this loan between generally 3 months to a year and a half. The higher the risk on the file, higher the risk is credit and industry, the shorter the terms. So you're going to, and the longer the term goes, the more you're going to pay back, the shorter the term, the less you're going to pay back. Now, the terms that Reliant offered you, are they bad terms? So you borrowed $25,000 and your payback was $40,000. So you paid $15,000, you were going to pay, if you wanted to move forward with that contract, $15,000 plus probably some type of origination fee to get that loan. Is that correct?
I think so, pretty
okay.
much.
Okay, no problem. So they offered you, it's a pricey loan, because what they did was, that's called a 1.5. No, that's a, if it's 25 to 40K loan, that's a, all right, that's a 1.6. So that means for every dollar you're borrowing over a period of 8 months, you're paying 60 cents on the dollar, which is pretty expensive. Many people divide that on a monthly cost, but 60 cents divided by 8, you're looking still at 7.5% per month. Pretty expensive money. Might really, there's not too many businesses that I think can, unless they've got a specific need, like very specific for a contract, can use that money. What do our loans cost? Well, I'm not going to quote you a number until I have you formally approved, but I can go over some general ideas of what these loans run. These loans average, depending on the program you're approved, on the low end, about 1 to 1.5%. The highest that I've personally seen is about 5 to 6% per month. So to give you an idea of cost,
and that's per month. That's not per year.
Of course. But to give you an idea of payback, so, and I think that's the biggest thing. What is the cost to borrow? So let's say you want to borrow, I'm going to throw out a number, $200,000. Okay, you want to borrow $200,000, and by the way, this loan goes under your business credit. It doesn't go under personal credit. So you want to borrow $200K to grow your business. Maybe it's to hire a new salesperson. Maybe it's to do advertising. I'm sure you're always thinking about new projects, correct?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So you want to borrow $200,000. What is it going to cost my business? Well, I would tell you to... Sure, okay. Go ahead.
Hold on, please.
What are you holding for?
Hello?